by the Rutherford Poetry Center. I have a couple of announcements I'd like to make before we have an introduction. A week from today, on December 17th, in this auditorium, we're going to have a happenstance. It's a kind of sensory convergence. It's going to use poetry and music, slides and films to celebrate the planet we live on. And on January 7th, we will have the third poet in our series. It will be in this auditorium also. And that poet will be Richard Shelton, who is a Tucson resident, and who has been asked to make the introduction tonight.
I'm going to break my rule, short introductions, and give you a little longer one, because I think there's no other way to cover this. Mr. Hitchcock, who will read for us tonight, is a giant on the literary scene today. And people who follow him have their portraits, I'm sure, will agree with me. He's also a pretty good-sized fellow, as you'll see in a few moments. His poetry is often gentle, not always, but I feel that he's tough as nails. And I think a lot of other people would agree with that, too. At least he can be tough as nails. I think it's justified by the standards he has set for himself and for others. He can't be compared to anyone because there's no one with whom he is comparable that I know of today, anyway. His books of poetry include Poems in Print, published in 1962, Tactics of Survival, 1965, The Dolphin with the Revolver in Its Teeth, 1967, Ship of Bells, 1968, and 12 Stanzas in Praise of the Holy Chariot, a group of sight poems published in 1968. He is the editor of two anthologies of found poetry, Losers Weepers and Lost and Found. He is the author of 7 plays and a volume of short stories, and is currently writing a surrealistic novel. This gives you some idea of his literary output. He is also a very, 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 very well-known publisher. He is the editor and publisher of Kayak, which is regarded by many as the country's leading magazine of contemporary poetry. He also edits and publishes Kayak Books, which have won 2 successive major awards for quality from the National Endowment of the Arts. By means of Kayak, the magazine, and Kayak Books, Mr. Hitchcock has discovered and published and encouraged many young, or not so young, but at least unknown poets. In this way, he has been able to push certain people to encourage them and help them. I'm one of those people, and I want to thank him publicly, not only for myself, but for so many others whom he has taken a chance on and published. Mr. Hitchcock was always a pioneer, and he has expanded contemporary literature considerably, I think, by working in such areas and encouraging such areas as the sight poem, the collage poem, prose poem, many others, found poems. He was for many years a journalist and has edited the San Francisco Review in 1961 and 62. He's also been associated with the theater for many years as an actor, a playwright, and a director. It is, however, as a poet that he comes to us tonight, and I think he has earned that title. I think poet is a title which it has to be earned, and many poets, or many would-be poets, hang out their shingles before they've earned it. This man has really earned it. And how well he has earned it, you will find out very soon when you hear him read. I'm honored to know him and delighted to present him to you. George Hitchcock, poet.